DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we've got plenty of room for you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We've been talking this morning about the shutdown of Morna Lounge and Grill following the homicide that occurred over the weekend, the fatal shooting in which one person, a 27-year-old New Bedford man, was shot and killed. Cristiano Macedo, and two women in their 20s were also shot and treated at a hospital, a local hospital. And this is just the latest in a number of incidents of violence that have happened at that location, which has caused Police Chief Paul Oliveira to step in and exercise his authority as granted to him by the general laws of the Commonwealth to shut down Morna Lounge. Until further notice. And that until further notice, we don't know how long that'll be, but there's a good chance that'll be until the licensing board can hold hearings on what's been going on over there. Now, the downside to that is we don't have a licensing board right now. We have one member of a licensing board in New Bedford, and we need one more to be able to have a quorum and hold a meeting. Ideally, you have a three-person board, but they need at least one more to be able to hold any kind of hearing. And so the mayor's office has reached out. You know, I reached out to them and they got back and said that they are going to be nominating someone this week to join the licensing board. But then there's still a process of getting that person on the agenda for the appointments and briefings committee to be able to have a hearing to determine whether or not they're going to be approved. But hopefully this is something that gets resolved relatively quickly one way or the other, because although you can say, well, the owner has been responsible for these incidents of violence, because as the owner of the facility, you are responsible for what goes on by law. I know many people think that that's unfair, but that's just how it shakes out. And as such, you know, the owner doesn't deserve to languish and not be sure about what's going to happen with his business, because the city can't get its act together enough to actually have a licensing board. That's not their problem. They can get people together enough to be able to have a hearing about transferring the liquor license to be able to open up a new restaurant downtown. They should be able to have a licensing board be able to get together to have a hearing to determine what the future of somebody's business is. But that's to be determined. For now, it's closed under the power of the police chief, under the authority of the police chief. And I think that that's going to, you know, send a message to a lot of these other, because I can't recall the police chief shutting down another bar, at least in recent memory. I'm sure it might have happened, you know, back in the 80s when the New Bedford bar scene was a little bit more wild. But I think now, a lot of bars that have had issues are going to perk up and say, well, wait a minute. If the police chief shut them down, if something like that happens here, they could shut us down. We don't want to lose our livelihoods because the people who come in here are, and listen, I've hung out in bars. Not so much anymore. I mean, now my idea of hanging out in a bar is going to the Dipper and having a pizza, or going to Sixes and Sevens and having some wings, or having a lunch over at Traveler's Ale House. Like, that's, you know, that's my bar experience. And I don't think any of those really count as going out to a bar. because those are restaurants as well. But I spent my time in bars when I was younger. I drank in a biker bar. I've seen what happens in bars, and I've seen how quickly things get out of hand that the management and the people in charge don't expect. But this has been a string of incidents that have involved not only weapons being brought in, knives and guns, but people actually being killed. This is the second time within the course of 6 months that somebody was killed, either inside that bar or in its vicinity. And there were more details about that in, I don't remember if it was Arthur Hirsch's story in New Bedford Light or Frank Mulligan's story at southcoasttoday.com, but one of the two mentioned that the people that were involved in that incident that happened in August, right after the feast, had been in Morna Lounge, that people were coming back. The gentleman who was killed was coming back from the feast, stopped into Morna Lounge to have a drink with his son before they went home for the night, and never made it home, was robbed and killed outside of the bar. So the fact that there is multiple incidents, multiple homicides, what was the police chief to do if he has this authority and he didn't utilize it? So I think you'll have other bars in the city that are going to look at this and say, we better clean our acts up here. Not that they're encouraging that kind of an element, but just being more vigilant about the people that are coming in, you know, making sure that everybody is 21 plus, making sure that people don't have weapons. If that means having to put metal detectors in, maybe they have to put metal detectors in. If that means wanding people, maybe they have to wand people. And if you are a patron and you want to go to that bar and you're going to get wanded or you're going to go through a metal detector to go in there, you've got to make that decision if that's a place you want to go. You know, some people want to carry something on their person for protection. You legally can't be carrying a firearm if you are drinking. So don't bring it in with you to the bar anyway, but, you know, maybe you carry a knife on you for safety's sake. And then you find out, well, you can't go into the bar with a knife. Does that make you second guess whether or not you want to go in there? I'm just going to say, if it's a bar that I feel I need to have a knife on me just in case something happens, I probably shouldn't go to that bar to begin with. And who knows what was going on in the bars that I was drinking in, but it was a different time then and a different climate. And anybody that came into that bar and caused trouble, they got tossed off the front porch. Literally, I saw it happen. Tossed off the front porch before anything could happen. They did not put up with any nonsense in that bar. And rightly so, because people have an expectation, oh, that's going to be a rowdy place where you're not safe. And it was completely the opposite of that. It was the safest place I'd ever hung out. I always said I'd feel more at risk at Chili's than I feel here. But so how are the rest of the bars in the city going to react to this? 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails open on the WVSM app, if you would like to comment that way. I got a message back from DSY after I was talking about Carrie Underwood performing at the inauguration and saying, you know, if you are for America and you get asked to perform at a presidential inauguration, politics aside, you probably still want to do that. And he said, come on, Tim, you wouldn't go there and neither would I. She must be a Trump person because she doesn't need the exposure. Well, she's looking for exposure these days because they're making a big deal about her returning to American Idol. And as I pointed out, I send an app chat message back because that's how it works. I can actually text you back sometimes instead of having to answer it on the air. But as I said, you know, a million people are going to go out and download her songs now as a result of this. So, yeah, she's probably going to put some significant revenue in her pocket, increase her exposure, find a new audience. I mean, it's not a dumb move on her part, because if you like her music, you'll continue to like her music, even though she's going to play at the inauguration. You're still going to leave the song on the radio when it comes on. Maybe a few people turn it off. But if Taylor Swift's allowed to have her political views, and not saying that this is a political thing on Carrie Underwood's part, but if it is, she has every right to have hers too, just because it's different than mine. I mean, I don't listen to Carrie Underwood music anyway, because I don't listen to country, but I'm not going to hold it against her. There's a difference between, you know, if you're going to go perform at Mar-a-Lago at a Donald Trump private party versus if you're going to perform at the inauguration. You're not performing just for the president there. You're performing for the American people as well. Working Fool in Fairhaven says, good morning, Tim. Question, when I was in high school, I remember the shooting at the Foxy Lady. How long was it shut down for? I can't remember. I don't remember either. But that was a horrendous situation. And that was something where I don't know how long they were shut down for by the police department or the licensing board or anything like that. But I know people that worked there, and it was personally very difficult for them to be able to go back to work as well. So I don't know how much of the shutdown was punishment, for lack of a better word, or how much of that was just they couldn't bring themselves to go back there. And they had a lot of tragedies over there. It wasn't just that, although of course that was very tragic too, but they had a dancer who was T-boned by a truck pulling out of the parking lot. So they've had a number of incidents over there over the years. And I think you've seen a lot of these, you know, bars and restaurants and everything. They've tried to be more proactive about things. And they try from a perspective of, we're going to have a more family-friendly environment. We're going to have more of a culinary menu that makes us more restaurant than bar. You see a lot of these attempts to utilize business methods to weed out some of the bad element as a way to just make it a less attractive place for them to come and hang out. You know, the vibe that they thought they were getting when they went in there, that's not the vibe anymore, so I'm going to go find another place instead. Like, I don't want to go hang out and drink at a place where families are eating chicken fingers. And maybe that's worked in some cases, but it's not enough. If you're still letting people through the door at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, you've got to do more to ensure that the people that are coming through those doors at 1 o'clock in the morning are keeping things safe. And apparently Chief Oliveira felt like that's not what was going on at Morna Lounge and Grill. And so he exercised this authority to be able to shut down the facility, the operations, the establishment. I would not be surprised if, you know, the lawyers for the owner are not preparing a challenge for that in court. Because again, you have to prove that it's a threat to the public safety. And I suppose the argument could be made, the public decides whether or not they want to come into my establishment or not. But we'll see where that goes. We were also talking earlier about, you know, there was the video that was going around. Carlos Felix had it on the with the Wailing City Live Facebook page of the fight that happened at the high school yesterday. But there was also a fight that happened during the Dartmouth-Durfee girls basketball game, in which they had to end the game with a little over 2 minutes to play, just under 3 minutes to play, because of this melee that occurred. You know, there's something going on where people are more agitated, maybe, where people are more prone to violence. I don't know what it is. Are we just 2 weeks gone from the warm and fuzzy feelings of the holidays that that now we've become jaded and angry? I don't know. 508-996-0500. And also, we do have our new contest for this week launched at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you would like to enter to win a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets, she'll be there next Thursday, the 23rd. And we've got your chance to win tickets. We've got multiple pairs to give away. You'll get to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets, which is a great venue for stand-up comedy, really for anything. You can park at the Providence Place Mall parking lot and just walk across the street. Park in the north garage. When I went to see Eddie Izzard, the parking was free in the garage. I don't know if that's still the case, but there was no charge. The gate was up when I was leaving and you didn't have to pay for parking. But even if you do, it's only a few bucks when you park in that garage. But park in the north one, because then you just have to walk across the street. Or they do have parking in a lot right in front of the Vets. Super easy to get to. Beautiful facility. Great drinks. They actually serve their adult beverages in what I call adult sippy cups. It's a glass that has a cover on it with a little, you know, like a kid's sippy cup. It has one of those openings on the top. And it's really fun to drink your drink out of that. And they have two different sizes. They have the single and they have the double. But be aware that it is a no phones show. So you will not be allowed to bring your cell phone or any kind of electronic device into the event, because they want to keep people from being able to record the event. I'm assuming because this is material she's working on for a new stand-up special. So you will have to either leave your phone in the car, or when you get into the theater, they're going to have you lock it up in a yonder pouch, just like kids have to do at school. So just be aware of that. I know some people get anxiety without their phones. Some people are going to have babysitters and they don't want to not have their phone on them. If that's the case, this is not the show for you. And really, just be aware that most stand-up shows are like that these days. You know, the bigger names. The people who are still trying to break through in stand-up comedy, they love it when people come and post videos of online, because that increases their exposure. But for the most part, when you're dealing with people who have been on TV and are going to be on TV again, they want to protect that material for the inevitable Netflix or Hulu or whatever comedy special that's forthcoming. But you can enter now to win tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets in Rhode Island next week. You can enter now at WBSM.com and on the app. And the giveaway is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are the proud sponsor of all of Tim's Tickets here on the morning show. And of course, they are the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And don't forget, too, that if you are doing Dry January, they've got great mocktails over there as well. But I've heard that this month's bag and bottle for the Rackhouse Club members is a real treat. I have not been able to go over and pick up my bag yet, but probably tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to go over there and get that and see what that is. And you want to join the Rackhouse Club now if you're not already a member. If you are a fan of whiskeys and bourbons, because they have a special members-only event that's going to be happening next month that you do not want to miss. And I can't tell you any more than that, because, you know, we're sworn to secrecy within the Rackhouse Club. But it is an event that, trust me, You will not want, you'll be sorry if you miss out on this. This is going to be an incredible, incredible event for Rack House Club members only. So you can join that by going to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, I've got to take a break before we go to the news with Phil. We'll be back in a few moments. Well, of course, that's Junior's Farm, and I think Junior's Farm probably gets all of their deliveries from M&M Hay and Feed, and your small farm or big farm or even backyard farm could do the exact same, because at M&M Hay and Feed, they deliver. They're trying to save you time and save you money, and they'll deliver to backyard farms or gardens with competitive pricing, to homes and farms across southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Martha's Vineyard. That's right. If you're listening to us on the Vineyard, they will come out and deliver to you there. But if you don't need delivery, well, then stop by the store and see what they're all about. It's a real mom-and-pop store. Formerly Marvin Grain, M&M Hay and Feed, located at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. And as they like to say, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it. So go and check out and see what they have, and remember that they're there to deliver things like brand name pet food you can't find anywhere else, grain and feed. You can get it by the pound. Plus so many great hardware items and other things as well. Check out everything that they have in the store, and then remember, when it comes time to get that hay, that straw, maybe you want some laying hens, meat chickens, or turkeys, they'll deliver it all. So check out M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. Let's go now into the newsroom, get all the big stories of the day from Phil Devitt. He is no turkey.
High winds making a tough situation worse in Los Angeles. Amazon ending a popular program. And who's performing at Trump's inauguration?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Strong winds expected to return to Southern California, threatening to reignite wildfires that have already devastated the region. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for severe fire danger, with high winds expected to persist through Wednesday. Firefighters are bracing for the potential for new blazes and are working to contain existing fires, including the Palisades Fire, which is currently about 14% contained. The IRS is distributing nearly $2.4 billion to taxpayers who missed out on COVID-19 stimulus payments. Approximately 1 million eligible individuals will receive automatic payments of up to $1,400 by the end of January. The payments are for those who filed a 2021 tax return but failed to claim the recovery rebate credit. Eligible taxpayers will receive letters from the IRS notifying them of the payment. No further action is required from recipients. A company linked to Alex Jones has submitted a new offer of over $7 million to buy his InfoWars platform, significantly higher than its previous bid. This comes after a judge voided the prior sale to The Onion. The trustee overseeing Jones' bankruptcy will now evaluate the new offer and determine the next steps in the sales process. The sale of InfoWars is part of Jones's bankruptcy proceedings, stemming from defamation lawsuits filed by families of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Proceeds from the sale will go toward compensating families and other creditors. Amazon is discontinuing its Try Before You Buy program for Prime members effective January 31st. The service allowed customers to order up to 6 clothing items and try them on at home before making a purchase. Amazon cites the limited reach of the program and the growing use of AI-powered sizing recommendations as reasons for its decision. While Try Before You Buy is ending, Prime members will still enjoy free returns on all apparel purchases. A new study finds a higher lifetime risk of dementia than previously thought, with nearly half of people over 55 potentially developing the condition if they live long enough. The research, published in Nature Medicine, estimates that dementia will affect about 1 million Americans annually by 2060. While age is the biggest risk factor, the study emphasizes the importance Importance of Midlife Health. Controlling high blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol, along with maintaining a healthy lifestyle, can significantly reduce the risk of developing dementia. The study also highlights the importance of social and cognitive engagement throughout life. The research underscores the need for continued efforts in brain health research and public health initiatives aimed at preventing and delaying the onset of dementia. Starbucks is reversing its open door policy, now requiring customers to make a purchase before using restrooms or lingering in cafes. The new code of conduct also prohibits disruptive behavior like drug use and panhandling. The shift comes after years of struggling with unruly behavior in some stores, despite a 2018 policy change aimed at welcoming all customers. And country music star Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration next week, and the 1970s hitmakers Village People will perform at two inaugural events. Underwood, who launched her career on American Idol, is to perform shortly before Trump takes the oath of office at the U.S. Capitol on January 20th.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins home to play the Tampa Bay Lightning game tonight at 7, and the Boston Celtics in Toronto to play the Raptors on Wednesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy today on the South Coast, becoming windy with a high of 32 degrees. On Wednesday, sunny and breezy again, a high of 29 degrees. On Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 30. Warming up as we get toward the weekend, sunny and a high of 37 on Friday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, you mentioned something in the last half hour about a melee at a Dartmouth Durfee basketball game.
Yeah, the girls' basketball game. Apparently a fight broke out with a little under 3 minutes left to play, and they had to cancel the rest of the game.
Did that occur in Dartmouth or in Fall River?
It was in Dartmouth.
Really? Because
mm-hmm.
I watched their games quite a bit on DC TV.
This was Monday night's game.
Monday night. Yeah, they wouldn't have... Well, it'll eventually probably be on DC TV, but I don't know because of the service. Do you know if it was a fight in the crowd or on the floor? Or?
So, no, it was. So what happened was earlier in the night there had been a scuffle because apparently there was maybe a hard foul or something, and they didn't, you know, Dartmouth prides themselves on playing a very physical game, and apparently Durfee took exception to that. So they had a little bit of a scuffle earlier in the game, and a player from each team was given a technical foul.
Right.
But then with 2:13 left to go, Dartmouth was leading 51-36.
Right.
When an on-the-court scuffle between players from both teams escalated into a melee when fans got involved. This is according to Lori Lawson, the Standard Times.
Yeah, well, because I've watched a lot of Dartmouth High School men's and girls basketball games on DC TV, and I see a lot of chippiness in the men's game, you know, because there's a lot... People think it's a non-contact sport, but that's not true. When they're scuffling under that basket for rebounds, they're whacking each other with elbows and accidentally poking each other in the eye.
And the high school kids don't have the same control of their bodies that, you know, like professional basketball players have. So, yeah. You know, they're a little wilder when they're down there trying to grab those rebounds.
But I'll tell you, watching the girls, I see a high level of sportsmanship, much more so than I see in the boys' game. I mean, mm-hmm. I was watching a game last week where these two girls each had their hands on the ball, you know, how they simultaneous possession, and one girl just yanked it, and the other girl fell down, and the other girl immediately reached out her hand to pick her up. I see that all the time in the girls' game, which I don't see very often in the men's game. It's a lot more chippy, so I'm really stunned by this. I mean, Dartmouth has a very good a female basketball team. I think they rank 12th in the entire state, regardless of division. And Catherine Cheeseborough is, I would say, she's one of the top three players in the entire state of Massachusetts.
I spent 20 years covering high school sports for the Standard Times, and I spent years before that covering it for local television. I don't remember ever seeing any kind of a fight breakout in a girls' sports game of any sport.
Yeah, no, that's what surprises me. I have seen, I remember watching a soccer match between New Bedford High and Dartmouth that was on DC TV. And one of the New Bedford players got thrown out. He threw a punch because, well, it was kind of a underhanded hit by from behind. I don't think it was intentional. He ran into the back of this New Bedford player. He turned around and threw a punch at him. And, of course, in soccer, if the referee sees that, you're gone. That's it. You get a red card, you're gone if you do anything like that. But, I mean, in the girls' game, I mean, you know, it can get pretty brutal under the board sometimes. They're all going for rebounds and stuff, but I don't see, I've never seen like a actual fight break out in a girls' game, which surprises me.
I don't know if you'll see this one either, because I don't know if it's going to make it to Dartmouth TV.
Yeah. Well, do you know, since they couldn't finish the game, did they award it to Dartmouth?
They did award it to Dartmouth, yeah, because they were ahead when the game was called.
Yeah, if they were ahead. They have a really good team, and I expect them to make some noise in the state tournament this year.
They're 8-0 right now. All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, let's take some other calls here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. Good program as usual.
Thank you.
It's official. Nesson is gone. From basic cable.
And I'm taking it. You didn't upgrade.
We now have to pay extra to get it back.
I'm taking it. You did not upgrade.
Upgrading is what it is, Tim, but some of us can't afford this. What is Comcast trying to do to us?
I don't think it's Comcast doing it. I think it's Nesson doing it.
You think it's Nesson's fault?
They're the ones that are charging Comcast, and Comcast is going to turn around and charge you.
Okay, because what I was thinking is you've got all these other channels on the basic package that hardly anybody's interested in, yet we're paying for it.
Because they do what's called tiered packaging. So these channels are all owned by the same, you know, the same companies. And so what they do is they say, you know, you've got a popular channel like, say, you know, I don't know, Discovery Channel. Well, you want Discovery Channel, you've also got to carry Discovery ID, Military ID, this, all this, and all these things that nobody's going to watch, but they make you carry them, and then you have to pay for what you're carrying. And it's a little bit different with Nesson, though, because that's an independent entity where they can negotiate directly with the carriers, and they can ask for whatever they want, because where are you going to get those games otherwise?
Well, I guess that makes sense, but for those people who are listening to you now that haven't turned on their TV expecting to get Nesson on their cable packages today, it is gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how that works out for them. I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a change in plan for that sometime in the future.
We hope.
All right. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
And let's take another one here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. You know, I've been hearing about how Trump is trying to attack California and the wildfires. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been warning radio stations for 10 years that Trump is a slumlord. And when you think about attacking the tenants because they have a broken door, attacking the tenants because they have a broken window, attacking the tenants because the roof leaks, attacking the tenants because the toilet overflows, Trump is a slumlord. and he's going to run America like a slumlord. That's it.
Well, we'll see what happens. Thank you for the call.
Sure.
And you know what? Let me squeeze in one more because we get Skitty on hold. I'm not going to make our way through the whole commercial. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
You know I have the patience of a saint.
I know you do. But I know you also got a lot of things to do, so.
I wanted to say that the caller that called in and was asking you about the sports fight and stuff, I love that caller. He calls in, and I'm pretty sure it's him because I recognize the voice. He calls in to Ken Pittman's show, and Ryan, him and Ken, oh, my God, I would love their conversations. That guy's incredible. And then that made me think, how's Ken doing?
He's doing okay, yeah. I mean, he's gonna be back as soon as he can, but he's just going through some physical issues. But I don't want to talk about it because I don't know if he's talked about it publicly. But
I won't say what's wrong either. I was just wondering how the update is.
But it's nothing. Let's just put it out there. It's nothing serious. Just it's a physical issue that just needs to be corrected.
That's all we need to say. And I wanted to say Ayla Brown. I hope I'm saying her name right. Mm-hmm. I thought she would be a great pick too, if they could sing the. I mean, it's probably sealed with Carrie doing it.
Well, she's not as big of a star as Carrie Underwood.
No, she's not. But you know what? She did. I think, if I'm correct, she did do a lot of support for Donald Trump, and she's got a great song, "Pride of America." I don't know what she's been doing of late.
She's hosting a TV show, right? I think she hosts show on like one of the New England channels. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, the last time I heard anything about her was when she had her son. I guess would be a year and a few months ago by now. But that's all I know about her. But I think she's got a wonderful voice, good country, all American.
I know her dad was thinking of a run again up in New Hampshire for Senate,
Scott,
I think.
Brown.
And I also saw her mom on CNN recently as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez, maybe I better do a little more research on her.
She was a guest. Her mom was a guest. She wasn't anchoring. She was, they had her on to talk about something. I can't recall what, but I remember her being on there.
Well, she's a great American, and I'm sure the Republican blood is still in her. So I don't know why, but Ayla came to my mind. And that's all, and just great show, great music today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, callers, hang on. I got to take this break, and we'll get to you when we come back in literally just a couple of minutes. You collapse. All right, welcome back. And you know what the impression that I get is that you don't like doing laundry as much as I don't like doing laundry. And really, who does like doing laundry? Actually, you know who does? The folks over at Dash Laundromat. I'm not kidding you. Jason told me. We had him on the air. He told us how much he loves laundry, and he loves doing your laundry for you so that you don't have to. And that means they'll come and pick it up. They'll drop it off if that's what makes it easier for you. But one of the most convenient ways to get things done at Dash Laundromat is to just drop it off yourself. When you have time to go by, go to Dash. They're located at the One State Road in Dartmouth. Use the Dash app to open up one of the lockers outside, put your laundry in there, and then when it's all done, they're going to tell you you can come back and pick it up. And then you just go back and you open up the locker using the Dash Laundromat app again, take it home, and you're all set. It's that easy. You don't have to worry about washing it, drying it, folding it. And you know what I love about having my laundry done at Dash? Is it comes back neatly pressed and folded. I don't even need to iron my clothes anymore. When I was doing the laundry myself, oh my gosh, I had an iron, I had a steamer, I had all kinds of things. The spray bottle, the starch that you can pull to get rid of the wrinkles. I had to do all of that. Now, I just have the clothes that I can pull right out of the bag from Dash and wear them as is if I want to. It's that easy to get it done at Dash, and you can too. So find out more about them by downloading the Dash Laundromat app, by going to dashlaundromat.com. Make sure you follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and stop by and check out Dash at One State Road in Dartmouth. All right, let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, any more word about the pizza? I tried calling the Forever store, but you can't talk to anybody. They won't tell you anything.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find out anything.
Yeah, you were talking about the Nesson. I just put on Nesson, and it still comes in on my TV.
Oh, maybe you're paying for it. Now you're just paying more.
Yeah, well, I was listening to what the guy was saying, and Comcast is crazy what they charge for cable.
Yeah, and it's not only that. It's getting to the point where it is even more. It's not so much that they're charging that. You're getting even less that you care to watch because so much of the good stuff to watch is being moved to streaming.
It's crazy, but I just wanted to ask about the Pizza Hut, and so nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. 508-996-0500. Yeah. Are you going to start to pay the extra money for Nesson? Are you going to, do you care about any of the things that are on cable anymore? So many folks are going to streaming. So many folks are saying, well, now I can watch live TV on YouTube or on Hulu or on all these different options. Now they have the commercial supported Netflix. So you can pay less for Netflix. They have commercial supported Amazon Prime. Well, I guess it's called Freevee, but they've got all of these different lower tiers now that if you went to the lower tiers and you signed up for all of those to watch what you want to watch, and yeah, you're still dealing with commercials, but you're paying significantly less than you pay for cable. You've got to have the internet coming into your house, so you're going to need that. But it's a way that people are finding a way that they can save significant dollars in their family's budget every month. And that's going to have an effect. And then where are you going to get Nesson from if that's the case? 508-996-0500. I can take a quick call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
How you feeling about the Village People playing the inauguration?
I think that's a great platform for them because I don't think they get to play, you know, a show of that magnitude these days.
All right. But all I could think of was now every time you hear YMCA, you're going to have to do the Trump dance.
I will never do the Trump dance.
You're going to have to do the Trump. It's in your head now. You can't shy away from it, man. It is what it is.
I heard Bill Maher's joke about what the Trump dance looks like, and I can't unsee that, so I will never do the Trump dance.
You will. You'll try to hide it, but it'll always be in the back of your mind now. Just wanted to...
Maybe if I come down with epilepsy and have a seizure, I'll do the Trump dance, but not intentionally, because that's kind of what it looks like.
Uh-huh. I could tell you're bothered. I know, but it's okay.
All right. I can tell that you're overly obsessed with how I feel about things, so. All right.
Have the rest of your morning.
Have a good day. I'll look forward to the Facebook comments. Jeff Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Probably the most vapid caller that calls into the station. We'll be back after this final break. Jeff, I can give you a definition for vapid if you need it. That's going to do it for me for today. I hope that you have a great day. Chris McCarthy's coming your way with South Coast Now. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be having Corinne Williams on to talk about the Capitol Theater Project, to take everything that Chris McCarthy has said about it and analyze it and see how much of it is true. I'm just trying to make him laugh because he's in the studio.
I just wonder how you keep moving the dates.
Chris is going to be the first.